Eighth parak of Chayes Eighth Mishnah. Ain Poidim, Leivavodim, Leivishtos, Leivikakos. Even though we said you can use Shavikas, the value of silver, to redeem the Bechor with the Chamesh Shloim, but you cannot redeem him with servants by giving of a servant to the coin, or giving IOU notes to the coin, or giving property to the coin. Is also when one redeems Hektish, he can redeem them also, the item from Hektish also with anything except for the three above mentioned things, which are Vodim, IU notes, and Karaka land. If he wrote a document, an IOU note to the Koyan that I owe you five Sloim, he said he owes a Koyan money, he has to pay him off. But it doesn't help with the Pidyon HaBin. If the Kohen wants to give back that shtachov as a gift, he's permitted to do it. Hamafrish pinyon ben v'ovid. If a person separated, you know, he bought or took five of these coins, silver coins, for the sake, and he said he's designating this for the sake of pinyon ben v'ovid, and it got lost, stolen, chay b'chayusa, he has to replace it. In other words, he's not yet to the mitzvah pinyon ben until he actually gives over the money to the coin. Shenema yielecho uftoy tivte. It has to be given over to the coin. You have to have a pidyon, then your son will be redeemed. Kitzur, redemption takes place only after the money goes to the kohen.